Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio, sneaky Joe DiBiase. We are scheduled to have Teron Davenport join us. He covers the Titans for ESPN. Mm-hmm. We will get with him in just a little while here, so we'll do that with Teron Davenport. In the meantime, breaking down the schedule. Joe, there's no way it's a coincidence, right? Like, no way it's a coincidence that the NFL scheduled the Kansas City Chiefs in Buffalo the same weekend Taylor Swift is in Toronto, and she has concerts, like, I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but not Sunday.
Okay. Is it a coincidence? I mean, it could be, but it seems awfully awfully interesting that they would be right next to each other. Is she, though, like, she's on tour. Is she... Did they just make the Chiefs schedule in light of her concert? Like, are they in, you know, New York when she's in New York? Like, I don't know how deep that goes.
Yeah, I don't know. No, we looked. My wife and I looked last night, actually. We actually tried to pair up the Chiefs schedule with her schedule. The only one that actually did was here in Buffalo, but in Toronto. But I don't think there was opportunity at places. You know what I mean?
No, because she's already... Right, that's right. She's already been through, like, the whole United States. So, actually, like, she's done with that. She's on to, like, the international schedule, and Toronto counts as her international schedule. So that's probably why, right? Because Toronto... I guess yes. Vancouver... is also that she goes Toronto, then Vancouver, and then that's it for her concert tour. So maybe, do they play the Seahawks this year? I don't know.
Ooh, I don't think they do. I don't think so. Taking a look at their schedule right now. By the way, I am not crying crocodile tears for the Kansas City Chiefs. I promise you. But if I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I do think that, like, come on, what are you doing, NFL? They put them on Christmas 2 years in a row now, right? I mean, I know, the Chiefs. That's what happens when you win the Super Bowl. I get it. You have Patrick Mahomes. I understand that. But just put yourself in their shoes as a fan of any team. 2 years in a row on Christmas just doesn't seem right. And this year, they're on the road.
Yeah. No, that does seem unfair. The Bills had to do it on Thanksgiving, right, a couple of years in a row in the stretch there. But Christmas might even be worse for that. I if I were a Chiefs fan, I would not be thrilled at all. But again,
they're also playing Black Friday.
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants a piece. That's what you get when you're the Super Bowl champions.
That's
everybody wants to bid tens of millions of dollars on these games. And if, you know, who are they going to want to reward them with for paying all that money? The Chiefs.
Once we do connect with Teron Davenport, we'll have them. We're efforting to get Teron Davenport. I know there's a lot going on over in Tennessee, and you know, maybe Titans have like a media or rookie or mini camp or something like that. But either way, as soon as we get him, we'll get him on the air here. In the meantime, it's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, your thoughts on the NFL schedule. You can give us a call, 803-0550. We'll get connected with you, our fans. The Bills have a very tough start to the season. The whole schedule is tough as far as the opponents they're playing. A little more routine in the middle, maybe a little bit softer in the middle, if you want to call it that. And then they get right back after it, the Chiefs, the 49ers. The one game that I was so convinced that was going to be prime time was, and it was 49ers in Buffalo. I thought that game was going to be prime time. They did make that game a prime time. The other game that most people thought would be Houston. That is not. I think that's the biggest surprise for me, Joe, is that the Texans game did not land, not only primetime, not even a 425 window.
Right. I'm stunned. If you asked me that question, in fact, we probably talked about this, like that would have been my number one because of the Diggs factor, and both teams went the same distance last year, won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. Both are AFC contenders. Like, I don't know. It felt like a perfect primetime game at some point, especially because of the storylines that are added in. But do we think they might have just said no because they made the schedule and it worked out the way it did? And they said, we don't want five straight primetime games for the Bills? Because that's what would have happened if Houston was
right,
a primetime.
Yes. Okay, so I this is my theory. I don't know this. I haven't talked to Mike North and gotten any inside info, but maybe at some point he could let us know. My theory is they did exactly what you just said, which is, we're not going to give the Bills four straight primetime games, so maybe they have to choose between Baltimore and Houston. Now, what they could have done was just move the Houston game, put it in another window, put it in another week, I should say. Mm. But maybe just the way the schedule fell, it was too tough to do that, and they said, well, we got to choose then. Like, you can't give them four straight games. Which ones do we not give? We already had Miami locked in, probably. That's Amazon taking that game week two. So you probably then have to choose of the next three, maybe, which one doesn't go primetime, and maybe even the Ravens and Houston become kind of a coin flip which one you do.
Well, and it would have been five in a row. Remember, because if Houston's primetime, it connects the Jets game, which is on Monday night.
That's right.
So, and that's crazy. Weeks two through six all being night games would have been crazy.
They're not going to do that. The other part about this is, and I've seen people, you know, kind of wonder why the Jets are playing all those primetime games early. Well, I think I know the answer. It's because the NFL doesn't want to risk Aaron Rodgers being hurt. And look, right. I mean, it sounds kind of morbid to say that, but 2 years ago, I asked Mike North about the Brady Bucks game that they had the year before that. And he said they intentionally made that game an early game because Brady's older and you don't want to risk the storyline of that game going away if something were to happen to him, right? You have to think about that. Joe, I am convinced the reason why the New York Jets are playing all those primetime games early, six primetime games in the first 11 weeks, that's never happened before, and a bunch of them early on in the first 5, 6, 7 weeks. I mean, this first seven games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of their first seven games, I think it's because they just want to take less risk on Aaron Rodgers.
It's the Tyrod Taylor effect. Let's be real. He's in the Jets now. I think you're probably right. Like, do they think he'll last the year if the Jets implode like they always do? You know, it's dangerous to have them.
He makes a presidential run or something like that. Right,
right, exactly.
Election year.
Get them all.
I mean, it does kind of coincide, right?
Yeah.
Right after Election Day, they're like primetime.
That actually is, you know, it's funny. All of their primetime games, I think, are in by Election Day. So
except
I don't know
one
if that matters. Except one. Okay.
Yeah, November 17th against the Colts, because Election Day would be the week or two before that. But you're right. It is kind of funny to look at it that like that, isn't it?
Yeah. So I guess I get it, that why they're so jam-packed at the start, and they are a draw. They're a big market. Rodgers is super polarizing, and they are probably going to be good, I think. That's another part of this, though. Like, you're betting on the star power of Aaron Rodgers and the draw that he is, but you might not want to bet on him actually getting the job done. because that's why you don't want them late in the year. If you were sure Rodgers was going to be right back to MVP level form, then, oh yeah, I'll take him late in the year because then the Jets are going to be awesome. But if I'm a network executive and I'm trying to decide where I want the Jets or when I want the Jets, if I can, you know, influence that, I want them early because I'm getting the polarization of Rodgers, but I'm also getting the Jets while their season is still alive. I might not trust Rodgers, one, to stay healthy the whole year because he's coming off a torn Achilles. His line in front of him has a bunch of injury problems, too. Two, I might not trust that he's going to be at the same form that he was because it's been 3 years now, and that injury included, since he's actually played MVP form. Remember, his last year in Green Bay, he had already regressed. And every other day, I've got him out here floating some conspiracy theory about whatever, like the president's a clone or something. Like, I don't trust that dude to stay focused for an entire season. There was a report the other day, I don't know if you saw this, that they were looking for a different offensive coordinator this offseason than Nathaniel Hackett because in the preseason last year, Rodgers was just not listening to him. Hackett would call a play, and Rodgers would just decide, I'm just going to call a different play. And if that bleeds into the regular season, that is not a good environment.
No, and you know what that speaks to me? Because let's remember, the whole reason why Hackett was hired was to get Rodgers, or, you know, however that worked. Like, they paired them, right? I mean, oh, they have this great relationship. Now we know why they have a great relationship. Because apparently it's because Aaron Rodgers can push them around. That's why it's a great relationship.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers goes, yeah, bring me Nathaniel Hackett. Then I run the offense. Right? I mean, that's what it feels like here has happened over this reporting about this Nathaniel Hackett story, for sure.
It feels like the guy does not care. And for me, it feels like the last thing on his mind right now is, like, winning a Super Bowl. Like, where do his priorities lie? They seem to lie in a lot of other places. And when it comes to the football element of it, like, he cares more about getting his buddies on the team than he does about actual winning. And he yields a lot of power on that team right now. I don't know. I don't feel like that's a very good environment. Their schedule is easier than the Bills is, so they might be in the race all year long, but I would not be surprised if by the middle portion of the year, that thing is just a total train wreck.
Do you have the schedule in front of you? Can you bring it up? Can you look at the week one schedule with me right now? Just bring up the week one schedule.
Let's do it. Week one NFL.
I like week one. I like week one. I think week one is a really, really good slate of games. Of course, there's some you're like, ah, that's not that great. But take a look at how this opens. All right. Yeah, you could have put any team in that Thursday night game, but Ravens, Chiefs to start, Packers, Eagles in Brazil. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. I like that. The only thing I don't love, and it's still a good game, by the way, I thought they could have done a better job on the Sunday night opener. Rams, Lions, we just saw in the playoffs last year with that revenge game with Goff and Stafford, right? We just saw that. So I don't love that. I do really like the Monday night game, speaking of Rodgers, Jets and 49ers. But man, Cowboys, Browns, Jags, Dolphins, even Raiders, Chargers, Vikings, Giants is not bad, I guess. I mean, you know, just to kind of see where those teams are, not a great one. How about the Arthur Smith, quote-unquote, revenge game with the Steelers going to the Falcons, your first look at what the Falcons are with Kirk Cousins? I like week one.
Yeah, there are a few games, like Red Zone, they'll be kicking it around to a bunch of different games that I'll be tuning in on. The Jaguars and the Dolphins, I think, is actually pretty decent. Like, those are two quality teams that should be pushing for playoffs. I think Houston and Indy might be my favorite non-Bills game in the 1 o'clock window. Because the Texans are going to be super curious. It's Diggs' first game there. And I'm super interested in how good Anthony Richardson will be. Like, there were flashes in the limited time he had last year. And if those flashes can become consistency, like, he's going to be a star. So that's interesting. Of course, you have the Caleb Williams debut. Other than that, like, I think I agree with you on Rams-Lions. Like, I like the matchup and I like the storyline, but did we have to do that right away? Like, that felt like something they could have done later in the year. We just saw that game, and yeah, it was a great game. But I didn't need to go right back to it. I would have liked to see them push that a little bit later down the road. Like, honestly, I said I like Texans-Colts. I don't know if I like it enough that I would put it in the Sunday night game, but I might have liked it more than Rams and Lions.
I think Yeah, Cowboys-Browns could have gone there. Now, that's going to be a Tom Brady debut game. That's the national Fox game, right? We know that.
Yep.
I mean, Sunday night, that would have fit. Your Texans-Colts Sunday night wouldn't have been bad. I like what you said about Anthony Richardson. Of course, you have C.J. Stroud there as well. Have you seen the look-ahead lines for week one?
Only the Bills one. Only the Bills game. I have not seen the others.
The Bills, I believe, are the second heaviest favorite. You know who the first is?
The first, let me guess. The first heaviest favorite, and the Bills are what, -7? So this is going to be more than a touchdown?
7. So it's 7.5 to 8 from what I've seen just floating around. Yeah.
The biggest favorite this week week one is going to be Cincinnati, I bet.
That's correct. Over the New England Patriots. Yep.
How close is New Orleans over Carolina?
Good question. I have to look. I don't have it with me right now.
Okay, because that's one where Carolina is just such a joke. I don't know. Like they were getting made fun of by the Chargers in their schedule release video yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Those schedule release videos. The Chargers, there's some things going on in the Chargers videos that I'm still unaware of, and I'm trying to find out because I'm not hip enough or young enough. But there's some stuff I'm like, what is going on here? They're making fun of them in some way that I do not understand.
Oh, there are total inside jokes. But they're going after people.
A little inappropriate too, right?
Depends. Maybe? Which one? I don't know which one would have seen that was inappropriate.
I mean, like maybe not inappropriate, but just kind of cry. You're like, oh yeah, I can't believe they went there. That kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, they went after Harrison Butker was like cooking and cleaning in the kitchen. Which, if you're following that story, you definitely get that joke.
I guess that's what I mean. Things like that. But what was the prison thing with the Raiders?
That one I saw that. I didn't think twice about that. I guess I don't know. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Nothing with rugs, right? You wouldn't do that, right?
Are they? I think they might be.
At the end, they're like in a prison cell.
I don't know what else they're referencing.
They also made them clowns at the beginning of it.
I did see that. I think they're making a Henry Ruggs reference.
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, really?
That one's a little interesting that they chose to do that. But I guess they were going all out for everything. They also compared all their opponents to Pop-Tarts. And they had the Cardinals as the mini bite-size Pop-Tarts because of Kyler Murray, I'm assuming.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, wow. All right, so I do have the Lions here in front of me. 7 for the Bills. Which one were you talking about?
The Saints.
Saints are only 4.5.
Really? Wow, I would have thought them at home and the Panthers are such a joke.
Wow, actually, Joe, to be honest with you, I am very surprised who the third favorite is on this board. Okay, here are the early look ahead lines. I got this from Warren Sharp, by the way, so wherever Warren's, he's getting his information from, I'm not exactly sure. But anyway,
he knows his stuff, though. He knows his stuff.
Yes. So 7.5 is the Bengals over the Patriots. 7, Bills over Cardinals. I am actually stunned at who the next favorite is.
The next favorite is going to be... Ooh, I don't even know if I have a great guess here.
Almost a touchdown, not quite.
Is it...
6.5.
Is it Tampa at home against Washington?
No.
Okay.
It is the 49ers at home against the Jets on Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's great. Love that. Yeah. The Niners are getting in the lines. Like, there's those, they already have, you can compute this just by looking at the lines, and Ben Baldwin does it, Computer Cowboy, every week during the season. He did it for the preseason already. And the Niners are the most respected team by the books going into the year by a pretty decent margin. Like, they would have by a full point, basically. Like, the difference between the Niners and the Chiefs is triple the difference between the Chiefs and the next best team. And that's actually represented. You can look at the Bills' lines throughout the year, and you could figure that out, where the Bills are a 2-point underdog at this second to the Niners at home, but the Bills are favored by 1 against the Chiefs at home. A 3-point difference in the spread based on the Bills hosting the Chiefs and the Bills hosting the 49ers. Like, the Niners are getting a ton of respect right now.
The Bills made a move today. They have signed a safety. And the safety, by the way, Just want to make sure I get his name right here.
D. Delaney, right?
D. Delaney has some experience in the NFL. He played in Todd Bowles' system. I keep saying this to people, and I get pushback from fans a lot of times because I think they just have these really high expectations for Cole Bishop right away, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that, but I think it's unfair to him to expect him to walk in and start right away. The Bills, that's tough. Now, he could. I'm not here to tell you Cole Bishop can't start right away. He might win a job. I'm open to it. But, Joe, the actions of the Bills at that position under Sean McDermott have been veterans. They've been guys that they can rely on until somebody else is ready to take that role. Here comes another one, D. Delaney, another guy with experience in the system, a Todd Bowles system, which is very similar to a Sean McDermott system. And on the back end of this, the corresponding move is they release wide receiver Quintez Cephas. So after all that talk we had about wide receiver last week, there's one down, right? Now you're down to 13 wide receivers on the depth chart. So D. Delaney in, Quintez Cephas out. For those of you asking, what does this mean for Micah Hyde? I don't know. I have not expected Micah Hyde to want to come back. I have not expected the Bills and Micah Hyde to be together, but it was certainly never out of the question. This move might indicate, it could, that they have some intel. And I'll tell you why, too. Micah's in town right now. I actually, when this show is over, Joe, I am going to Northtown Automotive for a media availability where Micah Hyde is today to talk about his charity softball game on Sunday. I don't know this. I'm just wondering, did he come to town and have a conversation with Brandon Bean? Did this move happen because of this? We don't know. Are we going to get any information from Mike?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Today, at his media availability about his future, I'm sure it will be asked. I do think these things are very interesting, and with the softball game coming up on Sunday downtown at Salem Field, that's going to be something at the forefront that people are going to be asking Micah about. I'm also not ready to say that, you know, we're here to, that he's going to say anything, because it feels like it's just something he's slow playing before he kind of totally figures it out.
That's what I thought too. You texted us that this morning, because I knew that he was going on with Chopin Bulldog tomorrow at 5.
Yes.
But I did not know he was talking today at 1. But my guess would be, I mean, just think about how players like to do this stuff. Like he's not announcing his retirement today, right? Like that.
I don't think so. Like, I don't think so.
The way athletes are, I would tend to think like you do that on your own terms, yeah. Right? Like social media, you know, do it on your own accounts, on your own timeline. And he, of course, I'm sure wants to make today about the softball game. You never say never, though, right? Like he might say something that gives us a further indication that he's thinking about not coming back. He was very open about us about, you know, how hard it was coming back from that injury and dealing with, you know, the soreness and, you know, coming up through the neck the way he did last year, what it was like to have to play through that. And when he was going through that, the whole time I was thinking, like, this guy's not playing this year. But then he left the door open. Like, he didn't say no completely. So, Yeah, it's a move where it doesn't really change what I thought the likeliest scenario was for him. They signed Dee Delaney, and they could get rid of him at any point if he doesn't make the team.
Right.
By the way, he did play more on defense last year than he ever has in his career. 40% of the snaps for the Buccaneers on defense, and he's always been a special teams guy. So that's what they're getting in this Delaney. But I told you, and we've talked about, like, I've always thought the most likely scenario for Hyde to actually play would be you start the season, you get injuries, and you call him and see if he's still in shape and wants to come back, and that's how it happens.
Right, I agree. I think that sounds right.
And I don't think making the signing today changes that hypothetical.
Real quick, before we take a timeout and get to Patrick Hammer, who joins us on the other side to talk a little bit about weather and some of the games and the Bills and their schedule. Tonight, Rangers, Hurricanes, game number 6. You know, the Rangers had this thing, and then all of a sudden they've dropped a couple in a row. Is there a little worry going on in New York? If you're a Rangers fan right now, you're going back to Carolina, where they're so much better at home, by the way, the Hurricanes. I mean, they could push this to a game 7, and then all bets are off.
For Carolina and New York, the Rangers looked like the best team through like 6-7 games. But maybe there's a lesson here in that Carolina got down 3-0 when in every game was close and they were like just as good, but like a bounce went against them. And they're maybe proving that they're equals to the Rangers. So I would not be surprised if they push it to a game 7, and then, man, you could have a lot of pressure on the Rangers if that series has come back to be tied.
No doubt. Also tonight, Oilers Canucks, that series is tied 2-2. We got to wait until tomorrow for our next game between the Panthers and Bruins. That happens in Boston tomorrow. That's going to be game number 6. And how about the Avalanche coming up big last night? They beat the Stars. They pushed that to a 3-2 lead for the Stars. Game number 6 back in Colorado also tomorrow night at 10 p.m. In the meantime, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, our guy Patrick Hammer joins us to give us a little bit of a weather preview that wherever the Bills are playing at whatever time of the year. We'll have some fun with that with the Buffalo Bills schedule here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Break it down!
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal and Joe with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time!
Okay, here we go. NFL schedule release. That means what's the weather going to be like? Home games, road games, you want to take a trip? That's why we bring on our guy, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, joins us on the West Her Hotline. Hope you're enjoying your May, your spring transition to summer here. We got some nice weather, so thanks for joining us today, buddy.
It's nice to be here. Nice. That jingle just reminds me that we're just that much closer to the season, right? It just did. It's like, oh my gosh, we're only 3 or 4 months away. I love it.
Well,
so, the transition to summer, though, has been going pretty smooth, you know, so far. Weather's been tame. No wildfire smoke like we had a year ago, if you remember.
I've read
that there are some fires developing, and there are some areas, like even in like the very northern United States, that are getting a little bit of impact from that. Is that something we need to worry about?
In my opinion, not really, because those areas that are having wildfires are getting heaps of snow in the coming 5 to 6 days, meaning the mountainous areas of British Columbia and, you know, Alberta. And the wildfires out there now, there's just a few of them, and they drifted a little smoke into the northern plains. It wasn't a big deal. It's nothing like last late May and early June, which is when it was really bad.
Okay, before we get into the Bills schedule, we're going to talk to you about some of the games here in Orchard Park and then on the road. Yes. Big Micah Hyde charity softball game on Sunday, downtown. We'd love to have the best weather possible. A couple of years ago, it rained, and it was fun. They put the tarp on, and Greg Manns was rolling around out there in the tarp and things like that. But for the fans' sake, to go out there and celebrate and, you know, raise some money, how are we looking this weekend?
So it's Sunday or Saturday? It's Sunday?
Sunday at 2 p.m.
Sunday.
But the tailgate is all day. The tailgate is in the morning, 11, 12, and then the game's at 2.
Okay, just I want to make sure it wasn't Saturday. Okay. So the weather on Sunday looks great. I mean, it looks like a really nice day. I mean, a perfect day for everything, the tailgating, the game itself, temperatures in the mid 70s, mostly sunny skies. And again, not too hot. Just about perfect. Yeah. I remember last year we thought it would rain and it didn't. So this we don't have that conundrum this year. I think it's pretty straightforward. A really nice looking Sunday is on the way.
Were you going to say something about Saturday raining? Is that why you asked if it was Saturday?
Well, Saturday. Decipher? Saturday. Okay. Every time I open up the computer charts, I'm seeing something a little different. I'm more optimistic about Saturday than I was yesterday. I think it should be mainly dry. There may be a little more cloud cover, but Sal, we have had rain showers on 5 of the past 6 weekends. Okay. It's time that we're due with a dry Saturday and a dry Sunday. It's been forever.
That would be great. Do I see 80s in the forecast next week?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, next week. Like,
woohoo, Joe. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
80s. 80s in what, though? 80s in rain or 80s in nice?
No, 80s and nice on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it maybe is warm, but there will be probably a little bit of rain on Wednesday. But if you recall, by this time last year, we'd have like 4 or 5 days in the 80s. We've only had one day in the 80s, and that was in April. So it's been, we haven't had like a little teaser, a day of summer, like just like a really warm day. And I consider kind of 80 warm, 90 hot, but we should get into the low 80s for at least a day or two next week.
All right. Patrick Hamer joining us here on the West Her Hotline. Let's get into the Bills schedule. I love the schedule for the fans, and partly is because of the weather factor, right? I mean, we're looking at home games at 1 o'clock, September 8th,
right?
October 20th, November 3rd. And then even after that, the Chiefs, November 17th is 4:25 PM. I mean, the Jacksonville game at night at 7:30. I think this sets up for a very nice home schedule weather-wise until we get a little dicey in December and at the end of the year, obviously.
I totally agree with one exception. I feel that we have 3 away games, which is basically a month of no football in the elite season of late September, early October.
Yeah,
it's like, if we're going to have 3 away games, why couldn't that be in November? You know what I mean?
Agreed.
It's kind of like, really?
Yeah.
So, no, granted, we do have some of those nice home games in the 1 o'clock time slot. Love it. But I'm like, wait, we're going to go from September, you know, the last home game, September 23rd, all the way until, you know, October 20th before we have another home game. So anyway, I'm not being a Debbie Downer. That just seems
to be
a chunk of some of our nicest weather. Okay. Now, the good news, Arizona, you know, September 8th, historically, I looked over the last 25 years. It's rained 20% of the time, average high 75. The one thing we got to watch out for in terms of quickly in the early part of the schedule, the away games, if you recall in Baltimore, it poured last time we played in Baltimore because they're susceptible to tropical weather activity. And this summer and fall is expected to be very active in terms of our hurricane season. So anytime you have a game, you know, we don't have any, you know, Miami is when is that?
September 12th.
That's week 2. September 12th. That would be right in that window.
So you're in that window of, okay, you got to keep an eye to that. Because, again, that game, I think it was 3 years ago in Baltimore, it poured, and that was because of a tropical system that spawned. So, anyway, something to think about. But then, yes, the games in October 20th, you know, of course, then Kansas City. Now, you're kind of safe into mid to late November. The game against Kansas City is November 17th. Having said that, it was only 2 years ago where that date offered, 7 feet of snow. So if you recall, that was the November storm that hit before the blizzard. So anyway, not to say that that's going to happen again, but you know, this is just when you start paying a little more attention to a home game forecast.
What on the road would you consider to be the most pleasant, like for a road trip potential, what's the most pleasant weather?
Okay. I would say, well, first of all, having lived there for 3 years, I love Seattle. Seattle is a great place to go visit. Yes, October, late October can be a cloudy period. It even can be, it's kind of the beginning of the rainy season, but it doesn't mean it always rains. You've got Vancouver, which is, and go to Whistler, if you can take that time and make a trip out of it. I just love the Pacific Northwest, as I know you do, Sal. That to me is a go-to trip. And then, I mean, I guess my job is going to be a little easier because we allotted 11 dome games, it seems, mid to late season for away games. But I really highlight the Seattle trip. Obviously, Los Angeles in December can be beautiful, even though it's an indoor stadium. And then, you know, the other home away game that's outside is New England. We just have a lot of dome games as they travel.
Yeah, and believe me, we'll still get you on when the Bills are in those dome cities because people want to travel, right? You're looking at November 10th at Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis is a really cool city. What are we looking at in the Midwest around the middle of November? Is that very similar to Buffalo because – or is it? Does it change because of where the lake is and that time period, the weather kind of shifting a little bit?
Anytime you look at the Midwest, that time of the year, it's volatile. It's up and down. I remember the last time we played in Kansas City – which was like yesterday. We always play in Kansas City. But I know that whenever we have those midseason games out there, there's been thunder and lightning. There's been warm spells. You know, you can get all sorts of stuff in October and November. But Indianapolis is, oh my gosh, the downtown and where the stadium is so beautiful. That's a great trip and fairly close, obviously. After that, you've got Los Angeles. Detroit's close. And then, of course, you know, the other thing that kind of surprised – I don't know if it's a surprise, but given what's happened here locally over the past two winter seasons, and we know that the NFL loves the snow games and the optics of snow, we've had 2 years in a row where we've had major events that have caused games to be moved, right? And they gave us three December games, whereas last year we only had two. Of course, we had the playoffs, but so it means that, hey, that's a, you know, history doesn't always repeat itself. But if we have a little recency bias, the last two winters have been tough for home games. So that's just something to key on as we head into December with those three home games in that month.
From a personal standpoint, I'll say the thing that I didn't like about the schedule is those last three games, two at home and one at New England in December, instead of getting one of the warm weather cities or a dome. And that is something you have to keep in mind. The other thing is those two home games are right around Christmas, right? I mean, like money wise, people going to games, like you don't love that for Bills fans, you know, have to commit to that, but that's the way it is. But I do like the early part of the schedule. You talked about Baltimore, Joe, you were bringing up this morning, the last two times the Bills were there, it was really rainy. 2 years ago, week four, and then Josh's rookie year, Peterman starts the game, was a downpour, 2018. That was week one. I will also tell you guys, though, 2 years before that, the Bills went there also in week one. It was beautiful and hot in 2016. So you never know what you're going to get in Baltimore that time of year.
Was that Josh? Oh, my gosh. Peterman lasted.
Josh was 18. Josh was 2018 opener, and it poured. Peterman started. Josh came in later. Lamar played late in that game. They got crushed. 2 years before that, before Josh was even drafted, was Tyrod. The Bills actually opened in Baltimore and lost 13-7 on a very hot day.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, East Coast can bring you that variety. But I remember that, 2 years ago, we were down, the Bills were. I remember in the pouring rain and came back late. That was a really, really wet day. Looking forward, of course, to my old home team, the 49ers, coming here. It's been a while. It'll be fun to see them. You know, they're not used to. I mean, that's December 1st, so they could be dealing with some unfamiliar weather here. 49, far, far, far away from Santa Clara is Orchard Park, so it'll be good to see them here.
Yeah, for sure. And that's Thanksgiving weekend, by the way. The Bills didn't get a Thanksgiving game. They didn't get a Christmas game. That's good, right? No Thanksgiving, no Christmas for you?
I liked it, even though it was a battle with the family to take holiday time and watch football. But I don't know. I know we've had, three out of the last 4 years, we had a November Thanksgiving game. I kind of liked it because it kind of broke up the day. I was looking forward to it, but having a break, and I know for all of you guys that cover this team so diligently, it's probably pretty nice to have a holiday where you don't have to worry about traveling and being away from your family. So that's good.
Okay, we have an answer, Joe, to why the Bills-Texans game was not put in prime time. We'll get to that in a little while. In the meantime, Pat, thank you very much for doing this. We'll have you on again, of course, later in the season as we get closer, and then every week throughout, we always appreciate your time.
Can't wait. Enjoy your summer, guys.
All right, you got it. We'll take a timeout here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Why is the Bills-Texans game not a primetime game or even a 4:25 p.m. window? We have an answer from Mike North after this.
Kelly from the shotgun, flanked by Thomas. Gives to Thomas. And Thurman breaking tackles at the 22, inside the 10, touchdown Buffalo.
Al Michaels on the call. That's from Super Bowl 25. Thurman Thomas scores a touchdown. Happy birthday to one of the Bills' all-time greats, one of the NFL all-time greats, Thurman Thomas. He turns 58 years old today. And look, I'm just here to tell you, I know Thurman very well. Him and his wife, Patty, have done so much for the Buffalo community. They're a very big part of the healing process after the 514 tragedy a couple years ago. They've actually even relocated, live in the city now to be even more a part of that. Patty's a fantastic artist. Her murals you can see around town. She has a lot to do with, you know, helping out with the artistry that's going on as well for the 514 remembrance and things like that. And I just think it's awesome to have someone like that stay in this community and be a big part of it. So from all of us here, we want to wish our friend Thurman Thomas a very happy birthday today. He turns 58 years old. Joe, do you know where Thurman's from?
I know he went to Oklahoma State, so I would guess Oklahoma.
He did? No, he grew up in Houston, Texas, actually. And that's why he wears 34, because he was a big fan of Earl Campbell growing up, the former Houston Oilers great. So that's a great segue to tell you. There is a conference call going on right now with some of the head schedule makers, including our buddy Mike North. He was asked why the Bills-Texans game is not a primetime game. Matt Parrino has posted the answer to that. Quote, it's not a demotion. There's got to be some quality inventory for Sunday afternoon as well. They can't just load all the big games into primetime slots, he said. Sunday 1 p.m. on CBS is still going to give the game to an awful lot of exposure to the country, it says. An awful lot of exposure to the country. 60 to 65% of the U.S. will get it, apparently.
Okay. I mean, it is still the least amount of exposure you can get. But,
right.
But right. Like, the whole country that isn't getting their local game that week is probably going to get Bills-Texans.
Sabres Live up next. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.